Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
It's pretty remarkable, even from a distance. We didn't have Nachum here, but he was arranging, sending out, organizing, keeping us bound together from a distance. But we much rather appreciate, and all of us rather appreciate Nachum from close. So really appreciate you back home, Nachum. Welcome home, Nachum. Thank you. Yeah. I want to express that when we come back, guys, how was your Shabbos? How was your Shabbos? And always, Shabbos is wonderful. But I want to appreciate, I had the opportunity, together with Rav Rairas, together with Rav Ezi, we had the chance to be with many alumni and at Mishpachas, and I just want to express that it was so exciting just to see the expansion, the tremendous bracha, people with their wives, their children, and to see people raising beautiful from homes. Yaakov, any person who's building, building and creating and involved in yeshivas, so I always wondered about the expansion of the yeshiva, and I take big pride, Yehuda. It's very appreciated.
Hey. There's one rule, bro. The school has one rule.
Take off that coat.
Yehuda, it's very appreciated, all the institutions that have come from the yeshiva. Guys who have learned in these holy walls, in our Beis Medrash, have built yeshivas and are building yeshivas and kolim. And I take tremendous pride, appreciation, a tremendous celebration of the institutions that have come from here. But I want to say that all the institutions are beautiful and appreciated. The homes, the Yiddish shtub, the Yiddish home that's coming from here, people building their families in beautiful ways. This was like bliss. Before davening, they had a tea room right next to the shul. And before davening, to see many of our chevra up early in the morning holding one child, two children, even three children, and feeding them breakfast. It was like delightful. The tea room right next to the shul, I was hanging out there for a little while. I, Baruch Hashem, was not having anything. I was not in the mood for a coffee. I was sitting in that room enjoying the chevra for bringing with their children. So I wanted to share this with the chevra here. I'll see you in a few years. But just very, very appreciated.
What? I'll come back with the wife.
Of course. Just very, very appreciated the mishpachas that people, the beautiful family, Avi Walaski and his family. It was just wonderful to see the mishpachas. There are many, many names to say. Zevi Khan with his gorgeous family. Such a precious, beautiful family. So I wanted to express that appreciation to the guys. I want to study Yehuda Pasuk and Mishpatim with you for a few minutes. I want to wrap our minds around the Pasuk. Can we try, Yehuda? One Pasuk I want to think about. It's a mysterious Pasuk, Yehuda. But we're going to enter a little mysterious and try to figure it out. Yehuda, right by Kabbalah Sateda, right by the receiving of the Torah, these psukim are connected to Nasev and Nishma, to the receiving of the Torah. And it says, Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, Avihu, our two Aaron sons, Vishivim, Mizikne, Yisrael, go up. They climb towards Hashem, Shmuley. Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael, they see God. Amazing pasuk as real. Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael, they see Hashem, these tzaddikim, Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, Avihu, and the Shivim Zakenim, they walk up the mountain and they see Hashem to say those words. Vayiru, Selike Yisro, they saw God. Vitachas Raglov, and under his feet. When they watch Hashem, what's under Hashem's feet? Now, does God have feet, Yechiel? Does God have it? What's it called? And use the word of the day, anthropomorphism. Say it right. I'm going to say it wrong. Anthropomorphism. An anthro. How do you say, Rezi, say the word? Zog, zog. Anthro.
I'm going to say it. Anthropomorphism.
Perfect. It means whenever we say Nevei, Hashem's feet, God doesn't have feet. It means the way we relate to something. The hand of Hashem. God doesn't have a hand. It's the way we relate to Hashem's activities towards us. We call it a hand of Hashem. So it says, under Hashem's feet.
10, 9.
Tachas raglav, what was under Hashem's feet? Kimaise livnas hasapir. Was a sapphire brick. Under Hashem's feet. Almost like, did guys ever see at a bris? So the male wants to like do the bris properly. The baby has to be flat. So they put under the sandik. The sandik's the one who's a big covered. You hold the baby during the bris. So they put like something under the guy's feet that his feet should be raised. You know what I'm talking about? So they put some stand. The Rabbeinu Shlom Kaviyachol sitting, and he has something under his feet. What's under Hashem's feet? Livnas Hasapir, a sapphire brick. Mysterious. They see God. Maisha Aaron, Nadav Aviyu Avram, Shivim Zakenim. They go up towards the har and they see Hashem.
By
Yeris Elokei Yisrael, the state, they saw God. V'tachas raglav, and under his feet is kemaisei livnas hasapir. It's a sapphire brick.
Is that what the luchos are made out of?
Did it say the luchos were sapphire?
Yeah.
Sapphire. It says sapphire, right,
yeah.
Russ? Okay. It says they were sapphire?
Yeah, I think so. I'm saying I would make
back to Pashas. Yes, I could be. What is this sapphire brick under God's feet? So Rashi explains what it means. What is this? What's this sapphire brick under? Eliyahu, what happened? Maisha Aaron, Nadav and Aviyu, and the 70 Zakenim go up Har Sinai, and they see Hashem, and he's sitting there, and under his feet. Tachas raglav, under his feet, is kemaisa livnas asafir, is a sapphire brick. What is that? So says Rashi, he haisa lufanav, it was in front of Hashem, b'shas hashibud, when we were sweating in Egypt, Hashem, we were creating bricks, we were toiling and busy with bricks, Hashem had a sapphire brick in front of him, Lizgar, to remember Tzaras and Shal Yisrael, the pain of our people, Shal Yimshubadim b'maisa levenim. We were busy building bricks. So God had a sapphire brick in front of him. He was mamish feeling the pain of our people. Now this very, very, please, everybody be a little tripped out. When did we see Hashem? Yes, what were you asking?
How is that him feeling our pain?
The sapphire brick means he mamish was with us.
We were
sitting working with bricks. God was holding a brick. Kaviyachol. It means that the sapphire. That's a good question. Yitz said, "Why do sapphire? God couldn't. God needs like a fancier brick." Very good question. Very good question. Why do you have a fancier brick? I do not know the answer. It's a great question.
Feel like he's feeling.
Why do you have a sapphire brick? Have a regular brick. It's a very good question. I have a theory to this, Yitzi, that I'm going to tell you privately, but I love the question. Because I want to bring out a point here. I love his question. Why a sapphire brick? Everything's exact in Chazal and the Psukim. Now Rashi says it's to show. Oh, that's what I want to address, Elio, in a second. But it says Lizgard Saras and Shal Yisrael, that Hashem remembers the pain of Klal Yisrael. He's mamish with us. We're busy with bricks, and Hashem has a sapphire brick in front of him. Now Yitzhak says, why sapphire? If you want to feel our pain, like have a brick, like we have a brick. I have thoughts. I don't know the answer yet. You know what I struggle? You know what I struggle with? And I want to express, and maybe this is what it means in the sapphire brick. Whenever it says God feels our pain, he has information we don't. He knows where it's headed towards. So like, there's almost like, to us, we're in the dark, he knows where it's... I almost wonder the sapphire brick. Yeah, he's busy with bricks. It's a sapphire. It's a beautiful one. Like he's with our pain, but he also knows it's headed somewhere. But I don't know. I literally don't know yet. I like studying these things. I don't know. Yes, that's. I grapple with that. I grapple. But I grapple how you could be like. And Hashem's present with us, but he knows something we don't. But still, he also is aware that we're unaware. He's with us. The bottom line is, I don't know the answer. Yeah, yeah. Yitzi's question. Yitzi's Yehuda. I mamish want you guys. Ezra, I want you guys to be with me. Come much closer. The throat's not working.
Much closer.
Right?
Much closer. You got
it. I promise it could be a good zach. This we might get places today, but we'll see. We'll see, Ellie. I really want to study. Nivei, I want you to hear. Let's see if we get places together. Meir, Yankov, let's get places. So God, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, Nadav Avihu, the 70s Canaan go up during Kabbalah Satorah, and they see Hashem under his feet. He has a sapphire brick. Explains Chazal that he's with us while we're suffering. Hashem is a brick in front of him. I don't know why it's sapphire. Yitzel is Kasha. But he's mamish. Lizkar b'tzaras and Shal Yisrael, he's with us. Now, Yehuda, what bothers me is it's not during the Shibud Mitzrayim. The time's off. This is during Kabbalah Satorah. So it's so interesting. Now, did Hashem, when they saw him, why does he have a brick under his feet? I'm going to say something very trippy. And I'm not trying to hurt your brain. We're allowed to know things. We have time here. By Hashem, in the world of MS, what was still is, what will be is, time is very different, time's very human way of relating to him. By Hashem, everything is eternal. It's always. So you could see Hashem now that you see during Shibud Mitzrayim. He now has a brick under his foot. Understand when you go to the realm of God is eternal. Things are eternal. So what was yesterday is. Now this is a little bit dizzy for all of us humans. It's dizzy for me as is for you. When we saw Hashem, we're seeing him now. Now that happened, by Hashem it is. And we saw with the brick under his feet that when we're in Mitzrayim, he was with us.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a little bit overwhelming.
Okay.
Time. The topic of time is very fascinating to me as somebody who's time challenged and working on things. I like the very tire with times. I like thinking about time because I grapple with time. My father was a prince of time. He was never late, like unheard of. A shiur, my father said shiurim for decades. There was no such thing. Shiur was three. He didn't start 3:01. He started 3. And was a master with time. Something I want to work to be more on time. I'm trying. I'll tell you with time, and I spoke to Shabbos about it. I don't like having an end time to things. To me, a start time, I'm very into it to know when to get there. The end time is tricky. Be into something. Don't look at you. Be into the thing. What time we're ending Musa today? I have no idea. I really want to be with you. Mamish, I want to be there. Now, I'm not promoting if it's too long, walk out. Please, everybody has rishus. I like being into something. I don't know how you could be into something. And I'll make sure. Let's get lost a little bit. Let's do something. Let's get busy with something. I like when there's no end time to a davening. Now, I'm not a guy, I don't love people go crazy long, I don't love that. But I just, let's do the thing. And if, by the way, if you can't do it anymore, so stop, so finish. But I like being into something, present to something. Now,
it wasn't the first time that Hashem could have showed them, so it's not like so crazy.
I want to talk about everything's exact, Eliyahu. So Eliyahu's saying a teretz. What I'm struggling, and I want everybody to hear. During Kabbalah Satar, we see Hashem, Who sees Hashem? Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, Avihu. Nadav, Avihu are the two sons of Aaron. And the 70 Zekanim, Ezra. And what do they see in Hashem? B'shas the Shibud of Mitzrayim. Hashem's with us in the Tzaras. Why do we see that now? Why are we shown that? Now, I agree it's true that you could see the in front of Hashem, there's no thing as the past. It exists for all eternity. So you could see everything. In front of Hashem, you could watch Adam Arishan. That exists, Lefnei Hashem. But I'm asking, why B'shas Kabbalah Satorah were we shown this? Why did they saw Hashem, they saw that during Mitzrayim, he had this brick, this Libna Sasapir in front of us. He feels our pain. He feels our pain. Now, the simple reason that I'm not going to say this pshat, that's not what I'm going with. The simplest pshat, I really like thinking about these things. And I want to tell you something that hit me this year, never hit me before like this. I want to share. But for, what's this? What's happening? Just basic. I like thing Hashem's talking to us. He wants us to know this. Moshe and Aaron go up and they see Hashem b'shas kabbalah satayra. When we're in Mitzrayim, suffering and struggling, God was mamish with us. He had in front of him a sapphire stone. He was like really connected. We were like handling stones, so was God. He was like holding a stone, mamish. He was with us. Why is that like what we saw b'shas kabbalah satayra? The simplest thing to say is there's a Mishnah in Avos, the sixth parak, which Avram has 48 kinyanei atayra, 48 things necessary to acquire Torah. One of the kinyanei atayra is to be noisei bo'olam chaverei, to feel your friend's stuff. To feel your friend's stuff. It's one of the kinyanei atayra, one of the ways you get Torah. I saw one of the Rishonim write that it's the most important Kenyan HaTorah of all 48. I believe I saw that in the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam writes of all 48 Kenyanei HaTorah, 48 conditions to acquire Torah, you need to be able to feel somebody's stuff. Noisei ba'olim chaveri. Make space. It's interesting. Anybody who gets friendship, you guys, the guys and my children changed my life and saved my life. I've learned, I've seen Yitzi, I've seen you do this, I've seen guys in yeshiva. This summer in Sulam, a guy was very sad about something, told me he went to his friend, and he said, my friend didn't open his mouth, we cried together for a half hour, and then I left, didn't say a word. I'm like blown away by the guys, when guys share with each other. When people don't understand Pneumius, they start like answering. Friends, going through such a hard time, you start like, oh, do this, say, make space for what he's feeling. Noisei ba'ol im chaveres, carry with him, I'm amish with you in your thing, amish. A guy describes, he broke up, he was dating a girl, he thought they were going to be married, it's a big thing, and he stopped. Tremendous pain. A very shallow person starts saying, well, maybe you'll, well, she's stupid. You start like handling. Stop. Your friend's in pain. Make space. Carry along im chaveri. Be present. So one of the 48 kinyanei atayra, you need this midah in order to acquire Torah, is noisei bol im chaveri, is to feel with your friend. So, simply, you could say Hashem's giving Torah, and if this is the most important thing necessary to acquire Torah, so God who's giving Torah now is showing us in order to have Torah, you need this midah. I'm cool with that. First of all, there are 47 other kinyanei Torah, so I'm a little bit troubled. Why is this the one? It could be. It's interesting. This is what Hashem was doing. If it's the most important thing necessary to acquire Torah.
I'm not dancing. I'm not going
to
lie.
I want to share a shot with you that Revezi will dance from. I think.
Let's go.
I want to share something. Yehuda, I want you to hear this. I believe this. I want to express, Yechiel, again, the question I have, you hear the question, Binyamin, a very fair inbound question. Moshe and Aaron, everybody have the question, Yankiv, Ezra, I want you to be able to hear the question we're addressing today. Moshe and Aaron, Mayor, Moshe and Aaron see Hashem, B'shas Kabbalah Satayra. Moshe and Aaron, Aaron's two sons, Nadav Aviyu, the 70 Zekenim, they see Hashem. What does Hashem have in front of him? A Livnas Hasapir, a sapphire brick. Why does he have it in front of him? They saw that during Shibud Mitzrayim, when we were killing ourselves, Hashem was mamish with us. We were busy with bricks. It feels so alone when somebody's alone in their house, struggling, suffering, and you feel nobody sees. Hashem's mamish with us. Mamish, mamish. Specifically, uniquely, our situations are so unique. And the sense, does anybody see me? Hello, I'm so alone. Hashem mamish has a sapphire brick in front. He mamish, specifically what we're going through, he's with us, mamish. Why is that the lesson, b'shas Kabbalah Satayr? That's my question, Yechiel. That fact is cool and comforting and amazing. Why is that the lesson, Avram, of Kabbalah Satayr? So I want to express, the Torah is Hashem speaking to us. I want to tell the Chevri here what you have a right to expect. Eli, when you show up to the Torah, when you show up to learn, bring your problems, you will see the answers in the Torah. Hashem addresses us from where we're coming from. I wonder, where had we come from, the Kabbalah Satayr? We had just finished Shibud Mitzrayim, the Tsar, the pain, and we came from there to Kabbalah Satayr, right after Yetzias Mitzrayim's Kabbalah Satayr. I wonder that the message is, Eliyahu, what you're going through, you can expect to see in the Torah. Hashem was the giver of the Torah. I'm going to talk to that which you're... I'm with you in what you're experiencing, and I'm going to talk to your experience. So when we saw Hashem by Kabbalah Satayr, where are we coming from? What was on our minds? What had dominated our experience in Shibud Mitzrayim? And Hashem is saying, when I speak the Torah to you, you can expect to be spoken about where you're coming from, what you're coming from. Hashem speaks to our stuff. That's what I think one can expect. I have seen, Yechiel, the more I have leaned into my own story, I find my story in the Torah. The things I'm worried about, the things I'm bothered by, the unique experience that mine. Avram, you bring your story to Torah, you'll see your story in the Torah. Hashem will address the nuances and specific of your story. B'shas Kabbalah Satayra, we saw that the tzareis, the difficulties, Hashem was mamish, it was in front of him. Why do we see that B'shas Kabbalah Satayra? Because Hashem talks to our story, to our situation. We'll find, in giving the Torah, Hashem is busy with our story and talking to our story. I don't just think it's a side point to Kabbalah Satayra. One can expect in Kabbalah Satayra that which we were struggling with, that which we had struggled with. Hashem is talking to that, about those sugyas. I think somebody can expect that the unique situations, do we always find them in the Torah? I can't say I always can find it. I do want to say, usually I find it, usually. You learn Torah, it's pretty remarkable that Hashem talks to the situations of our life. You'll see it in the Torah, you'll see it. Hashem will address it. Come with your stuff to learning Torah. Come with your nuanced stuff. And the more you come with, the more you'll hear what Hashem's telling you. I can almost picture somebody who's disconnected to themselves. Somebody talks to them, says things that are relevant, but you don't know yourself. Somebody talks to you and you don't know you, you almost wouldn't hear what they're saying. Not because you don't know that person, you don't know yourself.
Wow.
And when we learn Torah, we can expect Hashem is talking to our situation. That's what I wonder. Zevi, what do you hold of this plan? I'm saying the plan. I'm a little troubled when, if we were in Mitzrayim, that's where we came from. And one can expect that which Hashem is talking to us in Torah is to the experiences we're coming from. That's why right then and there, when Kabbalah Satira, so what's Hashem busy? B'shas Mitzrayim, my mom is with you. And I'm talking from that space of somebody who's with you. If you ever, Leli, have a situation, you're holding in one place, and somebody's like talking, and you just don't get me. It's not where I'm at. Did you ever have a situation, Chevra, Yehuda, somebody's like bothered by something? This is what I want to say. Shim, this is what I want to say. If a guy's bothered by something, there's a lot on his mind. Somebody comes, I've done this, I've been the guy. A bacher comes after an off Shabbos. It's funny, Rabbi Russ told this to me the last night. He said, how many times are a bayim talking to a guy? A guy's bothered, he's going through the craziest things at home. And the Rebbe is like, you know, your hair is long, you should be getting a hair. Right, Russ, you're not speaking to the guy. The guy's in the middle of something. He's and you're like, you're clueless. You're not in the same stratosphere or planet. You're like, buddy, I wanted to tell you. It's not where I'm at. It's not what I'm... We've all at times in our life, there's something dominating our existence. Then somebody talks to you like there's nothing to do with what you're saying. Like, it's not relevant to Rebbe. It's not. I told you once the joke a bacher told me. The bacher said in his funny way, I asked the guy how his Bein Hazmanim was. I asked the bacher how his Bein Hazmanim, and he told me something very bad that happened during Bein Hazmanim. So I said, besides for that, how was Bein Hazmanim? He said, Rebbe, Mrs. Lincoln, besides for that, how was the play? Like you're clueless. If you want to handle with Mrs. Lincoln afterwards, Miss Lincoln, I wanted to talk the play. That she's not talking about the play. It's not where she's at. Danielle, how many times in our life, like people talk to us, and you're not talking to where I'm at. That's not what, so the Rebbe goes up to the Bacher, comes back after an off Shabbos. I've done this. I'm going to admit my sins. I don't like marijuana. I don't like flight behavior. I want a Bacher to cry. No marijuana cry. Guys have come back after an off Shabbos years ago. I'm embarrassed. The guy would get off the bus, and I'd be like upset about him for smoking up. Now, what was stupid what I did? The guy is in crazy tzar. His parents were fighting the whole off Shabbos. The guy is in turmoil. It's triggering childhood memories. He's shaken up. He's like, and you're like, you're handling, you smoked. You're not in the same world as me. I'm not, that's not where I'm at. Now, good, he shouldn't smoke. It's not where I'm at. Hi. Like, do you see me? I'm in the middle of something. How often does somebody talk to us about something where they're not hitting where we're at? What's being said here in Kabbalah Satira, Hashem during Kabbalah Satira says, I'm with you in your story. I feel your stuff. I'm talking to your story. How many people can have in learning? The Rebbe's like, Darsh, you come to Shir, he's handling like... Yeah, I'm not here. I'm sorry. This is not where I'm at. It's important to understand and to expect in our learning that it will talk to our story. Hashem is talking to our story. Bishas Kabbalah Satar, they saw Hashem. He had Livna Sasapir. You know what he was saying when he was. You know what he was. Where he was coming from. He's coming from our story.
Wow.
He's talking to our story. The Torah is talking to our story. Zevi, that's what I hear. That's what I hear, Rav Ezi, in the Livna Sasapir in front of Hashem, Bishas Kabbalah Satira. That the Torah that Hashem is teaching us and talking is talking to our story. It addresses our story. It's going to speak. We have to find it in there. But when we learn, we could expect that it will talk to our story in a bit. There's a madrega, could be frustrating sometimes. Sometimes we're our story and we're hearing the Rebbe's an axe goring, why is that connected? So we have to see, how can I find my story? And I have to study it carefully and well. But Hashem, this is relevant and talking about my story, talking to my story connects to Torah, and the Torah connects to my story. It's not like there's the Torah and then I have this. My story, my story is in the Torah. The Torah speaks about the situations I'm in. They're all kiyum of the Torah. They're all part of Torah, my story. That's what I think is being said here, B'shas Kabbalah Satar. What do you think about this? Something like that sounds true. B'shas Kabbalah Satar, we saw that Lufnei Hashem was our story. So I think it's saying something about the very Torah he's teaching us, the Malame Torah Lama Yisrael. It's not he's teaching us, you're teaching me. When you used to get frustrated, I've heard you get frustrated the last night, like how many times the guy's story's here, and we're talking here by Hashem, it's not that way. He's talking to our story. He's relevant to our story. He's busy. Our story is in front of him, and from that place he's teaching us. No, I can't. Why would that help?
That's what the Rebbe said.
That's why the brick has like it has. It's been. That's why it's a sapphire brick. It's not just stars. Yeah, the sapphire brick's a good diak. Yitz, your diak is very solid, Yitzhak. The diak is very solid. Why the sapphire brick? God's very, very wealthy. He can afford, if he has a sapphire brick, he definitely can afford a regular brick. He couldn't have a regular brick. Couldn't have a regular brick. Livna sasapir, the sapphire brick. Now, your diak is very beautiful. Every detail in Torah is precious. It's saying something. So Hashem is a brick. Have my brick. Turn it sapphire. I don't know. I don't work with a sapphire brick. We have a bed. You're like, you're doing it fancy. I'm stuck here. You have a fancy brick. Could you have my brick? I'd be much more touched if Hashem had like a brick in front of me. A sapphire, like a fancy. I find that interesting. I'm that's halay davar. There's something there. Every part of what's happening. Okay, I we could figure what sapphire. One day I know it's fancy. It's beautiful. It's like a beautiful that our bricks were no sapphire. I promise, they were Levanim. They were interesting, right? Neveh, we could really study Torah, and Hashem tells us things. I hear in this that the Torah talks to me, to my story. It's not like I'm in the middle of this. Picture how many Bachrim come to a shir, Ellie, and they have so much on their mind. They're like, okay, Chevra, I'm like trying to get guys focus in. No, you know what you're talking about? I want to tell you about what you're talking about. That's what I hear in Torah. I don't say to a guy, guys are talking now. This guy's Ganesht. I'm saying that it's gonna, what I think the Torah does is going to talk where you're at. It's going to address Neveh where we're at. I find that Torah does this, that it speaks to that where I'm holding. Hashem's Torah speaks to Kol Yachid V'Yachid. Hashem's coming from the place of knowing what's happening by us and speaking to that. By my Rebbe Neveh, I found this all the time. When he said Shiurim, it was like exactly where I was holding all the time. I found that. It was like freaky. I have seen that with guys. Guys have crazy stories. Something's on their mind. They go to a shir. But that's what you expect when you learn Torah. Because Hashem's talking to us and talking where we're holding. And we can expect to hear things relevant to our sugyas. Thank you so much. Thank you, Rebezi. Shlomo, you know your costume yet for Purim? That we know. We're asking which onesie. That's not. It's a good question. Which a picture Yehuda Schwimmer on Shushan Purim coming into like a very intense shul and he still had like a nose, a red nose. So I guess he has a picture of him like coming into some like serious shul on Shushan Purim. He said, I guess I didn't read the room properly, like the caption. Yehudim, I would predict one guy here, you know, the best guy on Shushan Purim, still in his onesie with like drunk on it. Still the wine, the yayin still on there. Yehuda, you have your costume ready? Rish Chodesh is in minutes. Who's the guy, Avi? Elio Pearl.
Last year. Perm was like Friday, went to Friday, and then I was like walking, and like I saw Kira a couple of times. Like, I was just walking, but I didn't even know what he was there. He's in his onesie from Thursday night with wine all over. He didn't change till after Shabbos.
Yeah, that's how we like it. That's how we like it. There's Akiva Guggenheim.
Kept it going.
Is Aryeh, are we having Aryeh Purim night, Chevra? It's like asking, it's like, what do you mean?
Are we having Aryeh?
Are
we having Rebbe for a day?
That's a good shot. That's a million dollar question.
What?
What's the Purim day? We're hacking already, though. The plans.
I love coming to the bliss.
Shul's that way?
Well?
Is that true?
I need a headcount in the morning. What?
What are we arranging, Martha?
I think this year, Rebbe's got a pasta.
Whoa! Hey!
Yusu waits of Yisroba Davro davar vila yakom Yusu waits of Yisroba Davar vila yakom Ye 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 ma wa wa no ke Ye 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 Yusu waits of Yisroba Davro davar vila yakom Ye 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 ma wa wa no ke Ho wo wo Haman Chevra, that song we sing, Utsu Eitzah V'Sofar, Haman asked the little child. Haman asked the little child, he said, Psaikli Psukecha, tell me what pasuk you're learning. Now, what is Haman, where does Haman come from? Amalek. Haman is an Amaleki. What's Amalek's primary belief? Amalek believes something that in Svaras, like the other thing is hard to like fathom. Amalek can't understand the biggest chiddush of the world. Amalek looks at it, God runs the world, a human being can't be with Hashem. You can't be with Hashem, there's Hashem. A person, what is a person? You messed up God's plan, you helped God's plan. Amalek doesn't believe there's a space for human beings' behavior. That's why the Zayrek, the Mila, Klape Shmai, they throw the Bris Mila up to the heavens. Amalek doesn't like... Amalek throws Mila. Mila's that mark on our body that says we connect to Hashem. We could work. We could be with Hashem. A human being could mamish. And Hashem cares about the activities of man. And we could be with Hashem, mamish. A human being's actions matter. There's Kiddush Shemayim. There's Chil Hashem. Amalek doesn't feel we could be with Hashem. What happens when Haman asks a youngster, tell me a pasuk? What pasuk does the youngster say to Amalek? Utsu Eitza V'Sufar. Enemies of our people think of plans. Utsu Eitza, they think of plans and they're thwarted. Dabru Dover, they say a lot of things. V'Layakim, you know why? Ki Manu Kel, Hashem is with us. The opposite of Amalek. Amalek says, Hashem's not with you, you're not with Hashem. And the pasuk the kid says to Haman is Ki Imanu Kel, Hashem is with us. He's with us, we're with him. We could work with Hashem and be with Hashem, the opposite of Amalek. That's why it comes Adar, we're busy singing that song. That's the message to Amalek, that's the message to us. Ki Imanu Kel, could be with Hashem. It says, Vayizane Bicha, Amalek attacks Amaka Zanav. They attack the Zanav, the tail, the Mila. The ice on our body with Hashem, and He's with us. Ki imanu kel. Martha, let's start learning Purim Torah, no?
Let's go. Get in there.
Jashi, if I could ask you a Toiva. Jashi and Shem's two beautiful Yidden. If I could ask you to both prepare, and one day, the next few days, come one day with some Torah for Purim. Jash, could you? Idea, a vert, a thought, a kasha. Shims, in the next few days, I homework for you and Jashla. Did I pick well? Shmuley, I'm expecting Shimon and Josh. Some thought, idea, kasha, zug, something Purim related. Share with us. Share the wealth with us. Martcha Rosh Chodesh is in minutes. There's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So the first day Rosh Chodesh is the last day of Shvat. And then the second day, Rosh Chodesh. So, Bezus Hashem, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday. In 2 days, will be the first day of Adar. I want to make something in Yeshiva, a nice mesiba.
More like a day, Rabbi.
We're going to try to make a nice mesiba on Wednesday. I want a big mesiba, a big party.
Mesiba like food or singing?
Food, both. Should we have a band and mamish do it fully? Well, then.
Always down for a party.
Which singer, Chevra, which singer do you want? Shmuley Landau?
Yeah.
Martha, who do you want? Shmuley Lippa. Lippa. Yehuda, do you want? Lippa?
London School of Jerusalem. Yasla Rosenblatt.
It's really green.
Joshy, Joshy.
Joshy, who do you want?
Let's
get Tuesday night, you hold, Chevra? On it. Should it be Tuesday night or Wednesday? What?
Wednesday morning.
Turn it Tuesday night.
Avi, which singer do you want? For another matzah.
Lights on.
No. You say your name, maybe we'll try to get him.
Justin Bieber.
What? Shlaima, who are you picking? Joshi and Shims, give us a nice, a different La Yehudim, something unique. Come sit next to Josh, sit next to Shims. Who else knows it? Who else knows it? Revezi knows it?
What do I know?
Kalbach's La Yehudim, he said. Does Azriel know it? Martcha, they're drafting you to the choir to sing Kalbach's La Yehudim. Avi, you know it, no? Come, Avi.
Let me hear.
I have a good story. Maybe I should share it.
Rebbe, where did Hama do this?
Psyche Psukecha? Gemara says. Said to the kid, what Amr is that? Yeah, obviously. Kevra, let's hear a little adder. Yehudi, you ready? A little adder read. Yael, you know this song?
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.